Vice presidential candidate debates are not generally considered game changers in presidential campaigns. Well, joining us live is John King, CNN chief national correspondent. John, may not be a game changer in most cases, but it's getting an awful lot of attention this year.
And I think the timing is important. You make it very important context. We sometimes lose that. Remember back in 1988, safe to say Dan Quayle did not win his vice presidential debate, not even close, but he was the vice president of the United States, right? So these things don't necessarily change elections. There's not much history of that. But this one comes at a pretty crucial moment. Governor Romney has some pretty significant momentum after the first presidential debate. So the biggest question going in tonight is, can Paul Ryan continue that momentum, or can Joe Biden stop it? And I think you're going to have a very feisty debate. These are two, you know, a leading conservative, very passionate voice of the conservative movement. Some people call him the heir to Ronald Reagan. And, you know, Joe Biden's been doing this for a long time, run for president twice. He's the vice president, a passionate liberal. And look, you know the biggest part here. Liberals are looking for morale boost. They thought the president didn't show up in his first debate.
Well, those are all great points. You talk about momentum, John, and it appears, I mean, if you look at these polls, that the Republican ticket clearly has momentum on its side right now. What does it take to change the momentum?
I think what the Democrats and what the Obama campaign will tell you is they want the vice president to do some of the things the president decided not to do, challenge Governor Romney's tax plan, challenge you're going to hear the middle class word. You're going to fight about the middle class a lot tonight. Challenge the Ryan budget and the cuts to the social safety net that the Ryan budget would expose. So you're looking for more of a who gets hurt by this from the Democratic perspective, without a doubt. I was just in Ohio. I was in, you know, Michigan the week before that. And I got back last night. You did sense in Ohio a momentum shift for Romney. But this is still a very tough race, and the president still has an easier path to 270. But this debate and then the next presidential debate Tuesday, I view it as critical to the momentum heading into those final, we're almost there, the final 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, really. Given what has gotten the most attention in past vice presidential debates, do you expect a lot of scripted zingers tonight from both sides?
I do think both will be practiced to zingers to score points, without a doubt. But, you know, we don't have an Admiral Stockdale there to say, who am I, why am I here? I don't think Paul Ryan's going to ask Joe Biden if he can call him Joe. You know, there's a lot of theater in the vice presidential debates, but these are two very serious guys. Joe Biden was a committee chairman in the Senate for a long time before he was vice president. Paul Ryan has been the leading voice of the House Republicans on, you know, domestic policy and spending policy for a few years now. So hopefully we get a very serious, and sure, a few zingers, some passion on the issues. But these are two guys who care a lot about this, you know, deep into the specifics, mm-hmm. and it should be a lot of fun.
You know, John, after the first debate, you heard a lot of Democrats saying, well, yeah, we see a little shift in the national numbers in favor of Mitt Romney here moving a little bit in a positive direction. But, you know, let's take a look and wait for those battleground state numbers to come in. Well, they're coming in, and they show basically the same thing.
Yes, they are. We had a new poll in Ohio that showed the president's still ahead, but clear momentum for Governor Romney. There are new numbers in Virginia. There are new numbers in Florida. There are new numbers in Colorado. Guess what? That conversation a couple weeks ago where Republicans were scratching their heads saying, you know, how do we get to 270? And they were even talking about, is there any way to win without Ohio? That dynamic has changed. And now you have the Democrats are a little nervous because they see a bit of a breeze. I wouldn't call it a heavy win, but there's a breeze at Governor Romney's back. And they're executing well after some stumbles earlier on. And there's no question the first debate has changed the race. There's plenty of time to change it back, but there's a lot of pressure on the vice president tonight, and then even more pressure on President Obama Tuesday night to steady the jitters, if you will.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you. CNN chief national correspondent John King.